The Iran story that broke yesterday deserves more attention than it's getting in the general news cycle. The Tasnim news agency, which is directly linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, published a video titled, and I want to be precise here, Where to Kill Melania. The video detailed the First Lady's specific locations and included a direct warning to Barron Trump, wait for us. This is state-sponsored targeting content. It is not an op-ed. It is not rhetoric. It is the publication of surveillance-style information about the president's family.
The IRGC has been on a sustained campaign of threats against current and former U.S. officials since the 2020 assassination of Qasem Soleimani. What makes this particular piece of content different is the specificity, locations rather than generalized threats, and the fact that it names Barron Trump, who is a private citizen and a minor in terms of his political role. The Secret Service will obviously be aware of this, but the political fallout is significant. This creates enormous pressure on the administration to respond to Iran in some way.
And it lands at a moment when U.S.-Iran relations are already deeply strained. With nuclear negotiations stalled, IRGC proxy activity continuing across the Middle East, and the administration navigating its own internal disagreements about how hawkish to be. This kind of provocation doesn't just create a domestic political problem, it constrains the administration's diplomatic options, because any back-channel conversation with Tehran becomes politically toxic the moment a video like this goes viral.
Connecting directly to this threat environment is the Pentagon's announcement of a six-month review of the roughly 75,000 American service members stationed in Europe. The stated goal is to accelerate NATO allies assuming more of the conventional defense burden, which is a long-standing policy objective that has gained new urgency under this administration. But the timing, with Russia actively fighting in Ukraine and Iran escalating its threat posture, raises real questions about what accelerating allies' assumption actually means in practice.
The framing is important here. This is not a withdrawal announcement. The Pentagon is being careful to call it a review. But any review of 75,000 troops in Europe, conducted while Russia is at war with a neighboring country and while the administration is holding talks with Zelensky, sends a signal to both allies and adversaries. NATO countries that have been slowly increasing their defense spending, Germany committed to the 2% GDP threshold, Poland is already above it, need to know whether the U.S. presence is stable enough to plan around.
And for Russia, a Pentagon review of European troop levels, however carefully worded, is exactly the kind of signal that reinforces the narrative that American commitment to European security is conditional. You can see why Moscow is demanding clarity on Anchorage before engaging on anything new. They're watching the Pentagon review news and calculating what it means for their negotiating position.
The U.S. also walked out of a UN Security Council session when France raised human rights criticisms. That's a jarring optic, the United States leaving a Security Council meeting because a NATO ally brought up human rights. It signals a level of sensitivity about international scrutiny that isn't characteristic of typical American diplomacy. Whether it's connected to the immigration enforcement story out of Queens and Long Island, or something broader about the administration's posture on domestic civil liberties, it reinforces a pattern.